and the noise around Willy Adames hasn't really gotten hot. But this is, Giants fans, this is the highest paid player in the history of your franchise right now. And I just told you, offensively, he's ranked 24 amongst other shortstops at his position. And he's the highest paid player in the history of your franchise. Should he be on the hot seat right now? Should we be getting on this guy a little bit more? Should we?
To me, it's the situational at-bats with runners in scoring position or guys on base, and he's just swinging it, all kinds of stuff.
And you mentioned the defense right there, and again, I've been going to the offensive and defensive ratings amongst his peers, this according to FanGraphs.
What is it? What do they have?
He's at 18.
Yeah.
Very good.
So, like, the way I look at a ball player is like, well, what are you bringing to the table, right? It can't just be offense, and it can't just be defense. Like, there's going to be something that you hang your hat on. Right now, I'm not sure really what Adames is hanging his hat on, right? Like, so, like, with Bailey. Like,
Bailey can hang his hat on defense, at least, right?
That was where I was going. So, like, exactly. With Bailey, like, the bat's so bad, I can live with it because, you know what? Like, he's had a really big effect on the pitching staff defensively, and I think cerebrally and how to set up pitches and sequences and things like that. For many years, Brandon Crawford was not the greatest hitter, but you knew you were getting one of the best gloves in the game.
Now, he was in healthy, too. Yes.
Exactly. Whether he was the best glove at short, second best, third best, you were getting essentially a top five defensive player year in, year out.
Yep.
And I could live with the offensive futility because I knew the glove was so good. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm very unimpressed defensively. And then offensively, he's got to get it going because he's not bringing much. I can live with Chapman's struggles on offense because I kind of know he's streaky. I've kind of got a feel
and
for him.
And he's the best defensive player at his position.
Hands down.
Yes.
Right? And so, like, I'm more apt to being accepted to some of the struggles offensively. And right now, like, Joe, when you have first base not hitting, the catcher not hitting, the corner outfield spot, I'm talking about Yaz and Matos are kind of cooling off right now. Like, that's three positions. I cannot have my shortstop, who came here to be an offensive threat in the middle of the lineup, not be everything we needed. And then some. He's got to get it going right now. And I just wonder how patient Giants fans are.
Well, I mean, again, winning helps. And take me back to that Zito first year. The team wasn't winning.
It was the final year of Bonds.
The final year of Bonds.
It was the beginning, at the very middle of the year, they brought up Lincecum.
And it's a little different with Zito real quick. I'm just going by just the numbers, like just like the salary. Because pitchers are different because it feels like you don't see him very often.
It's once every five days.
And it's once every 5 days. And when you see him out there, you're expecting greatness every single time from a pitcher. Every single time. Not the same as Adames, who could have an off day here or there and have some struggles. No, pitcher, you sign a contract like that, you better be going six innings, give me a quality start at the very least. Mm. That's what I expect from you. That's what I expect from a guy like, you know, this year, Max Fried, who got paid coming from Atlanta to New York Yankees. He's been living up to that contract. Now it's early, but he's been living up to it, and they needed him to. Like, you got to start off at least hot a little bit, and I think that helps with the fan base, because even if you cool down, you saw a player maybe at, like, okay, that's what I can come to expect. If you just start off just bad, and you never really get back to any level or semblance of good, that's when it starts to get concerning. And I feel like I never got to a point with Zito in a Giants uniform where he ever looked good until that stretch, really, in the playoffs.
Yeah, in the playoffs. But you're not making the playoffs if Adames doesn't pick it up. And
really?
Yeah, you're just not. And look, again, I think there's a long-term and a short-term part of this Adames thing. Like, long-term, you could tell me, Joe, this is the cost of paying for a free agent shortstop. And kind of like the Purdy deal. You see a lot of people like, it's market value for quarterback now. And they're screaming at you. Is it a good deal?
Yeah.
Right now, I think the answer is no, it's not a good deal. At least for this year. And then long term, I'm like, okay, so you paid him to play shortstop. I don't think in 2 or 3 years he is your shortstop. Like, I just don't think he'll be able to move left and right. And I don't love his range currently. I mean, again, he's a solid player. I'm nitpicking here. But to give someone a 7-year, 182 deal, I expect you to age gracefully at the position.
I mean, at this point, I guess I'll ask the question at 888-957-9570, same number to call or text. Is he ever going to live up to this contract? Is he ever going to live up to this deal that he signed, over $180 million and the highest paid player in the history of the franchise? Is he going to live up to this contract at all? Now I'm seriously having my doubts. I had my doubts beforehand because how do you live up to something like that unless you're, you know, perennial all-star, right? Or you win a World Series. Like, did Barry Zito ever live up to said contract?
No.
Depends on who you ask, though. Depends on who you ask, Joe.
No.
If you ask Giants fans, like, hey, if I would have told you, you signed a contract, but you get, he contributes to a World Series win and run, maybe you take that. Maybe you do. I know you have feel some type of way about it, but that Sam Lubman might feel some type of way. So you know what? Maybe I do that deal again. Maybe I do. Because, again, you think it's laughable. I'm just saying.
They won in 2010 despite him.
I know.
But not because of him.
But in 2012.
Okay. Yeah, look, right, he had a nice run, but that doesn't, like exonerate the 6 years prior where he was atrocious.
It doesn't?
No.
I feel like it should help.
Look, they needed a culture guy. They did. They needed leadership. That team desperately, they needed an everyday shortstop. So on one level, I get why you overpaid for those things. I do. I get why you overpaid for those. I guess it's a steep price to pay. 7 years,
it's a lot,
almost $200 million
a lot
for some leadership and for an everyday player who right now is just needs to play better. And then I guess like the next question is this to Giants fans. Like when they come back from this road trip, they got to go to Miami after this. How are we going to greet him? Because Trey Turner was a high-priced free agent, and he was struggling for the Phillies. And a Philly YouTuber came out and said basically like, hey, instead of us booing him, you know, the city that boos everyone.
Wait, whoa. A Philly YouTuber said, hey, guys, let's not boo this guy. That's what? No. Well, April Fool's Day?
What? How are we going to we need the guy to be good. Like, right? I want him to be good. I like the player. I really do. I like the player. And I'm rooting for him. And I'm pulling for him. But I also think it is a little like, We've got to psychologically fire up the guy making $182 million. Like, there's another part of me that's kind of like,
Well, for the fan base that has, like, therapy rabbits in the stands, maybe this is actually the perfect franchise for him to try to get him going.
You
maybe.
Know my thoughts on the therapy
I know,
rabbit.
I know.
And I'm not nitpicking therapy. I go to many hours of therapy. But, like, bringing your rabbit to the freaking ballpark, like, that's a little bizarre to me. I'm sorry. What if I had a pet crocodile that I needed to bring? That would be
That's different. That could
How is that different?
Well, because a crocodile could like
what is the difference between a crocodile and a rabbit? Come on, Shasky. Answer that question yourself.
957-9570.
Where do you draw the line?
Between crocodile and rabbit.
Crocodile, yes. Thank you. I draw the line at a crocodile. Or a killer bee or a hornet or something.
A camel. I'm allowed to bring a camel. It's my therapy camel.
That's fine. Yeah.
Camels are cool. You could get a camel to go through the stalls, sure, why not?
That's right. Yeah. I'm not mad at that. Were you a camel cigarette guy back in the day?
They need Willie Adames to get going. And Chapman, too, because Chapman also signed a big deal. I feel like he's kind of flying under
the
radar right now.
But again, as we've mentioned, one side of the ball he's balling on.
Yeah.
That's defense.
Yeah, but
so I expect him to be streaky. I don't expect Matt Chapman to be a 250 hitter. We're up against it. We're going to pick this conversation up on the other side. Is there any way Willie Adames can live up to this contract, Giants fans? $182 million, the highest paid player in the history of the sport.